Kelly Clarkson at 3BA, since you've been gone, 21 away from 8PT in the Big Show. Time for the Big Show Entertainment Report. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Good morning to you, Jaden.
Hello, PT. Good morning.
And good morning to you. Hope you've had a good week.
I have. It has dragged on a little bit. Maybe the Australia Day public holiday had a little bit to do with that. But yes, I'm very much looking forward to the weekend, put it that way.
Yep, so am I. You and I both. We start with some sad news this morning. An Oscar-winning actress has passed away.
Yes, the great Cloris Leachman, comic genius and just a remarkable drama actress to a film and TV legend. She was a lifelong vegetarian and environmental activist as well, a very proud Iowa girl who actually became a little known fact, became the Miss Chicago representative and made the top 16 at the Miss America pageant, the 20th Miss America pageant, and then won herself a scholarship that practically enabled her to go off and do voice lessons and acting lessons and study acting, and then of course went on to have a stellar career. She really could sort of just make you laugh and sort of shudder in awe at the same time, and all of the drop of her hat. Of course, there I touched on her stellar career. She won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for The Last Picture Show, 9 Emmy Awards, and just recently, even still working up until last year with Tom Arnold in an upcoming movie titled High Holiday, of course, best known probably for her work as Phyllis on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, that sort of neurotic, crazy housekeeper, landlady character, and as well for her work in the Mel Brooks films like High Anxiety and Young Frankenstein. Just an exceptional, exceptional actress who today we take our hat off to the great Cloris Leachman, who passed away at the age of 94.
Yeah, she certainly had a great life, that is for sure. Jaden, what's happening with Denise Drysdale and Channel 7's new show, Holy Moly? That kicks off on Monday.
It does. It looks pretty good. She, of course, had a little bit of an injury or a major injury back in October where she slipped on the AstroTurf up there on the Gold Coast while they were filming Holy Moly and injured her shoulder quite badly. She's in rehab and still recovering at this point. But, of course, with Holy Moly premiering on our screens on 7 next week, it's still very unclear whether that actual accident will appear in the final cut of the program. There's been quite a lot of discussion taking place internally at 7 and also with the production company over the last 3 months or so as to whether it should be included. But I would suggest today that it may not actually make that final cut because that workplace health and safety investigation that's being carried out by the Workplace Health and Safety Organisation up in Queensland is actually still ongoing. It's still taking place at this stage. They're still making inquiries. So that may mean that that particular scene may not be included in the program. Whether there's any legal things at play behind the scenes, I can't tell you for certain. I'm still awaiting a response from her manager. But, you know, it was October. This is now the end of January. You think that investigation would be sorted out by now, but I guess it's a little bit more complex than they first thought.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Holy Moly. I'm a big fan of mini golf, so I'll be tuning in. I'll give you a report on it next week, Jaden.
Good. I'll look forward to it.
Oh, let's wrap up with, we spoke about Joe Exotic last week. They were hopeful of getting a presidential pardon from President Trump, the former prez. That didn't happen. What's he up to now?
Well, I'd like to think he's washing his hair and applying the cucumber face mask, ready to walk out the front gates of that big Texas jail. A free man, not that I want to see him leave jail, let's make that abundantly clear, but I think it's probably more likely that he's actually having a conversation with his lawyer because his people have been in constant contact with President Joe Biden's people, hopeful that they might get a presidential pardon now that Donald Trump has left the White House. Personally, I think he's probably got a better chance of painting a picture of Texas rather than actually seeing it with his own eyes anytime soon anyway.
I thought the answer to what's Joe Exotic up to now was spending time behind bars still. That would have been the answer we were after, and that's exactly what's happening. I don't think he's going to be out anytime soon anyway. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, thank you for the Big Show Entertainment Report. Enjoy the downtime on the weekend, and we'll catch you again next Friday.
No worries. Have a good one.